Hello everyone, we welcome you to the 18th chapter of Human Resource Management, that is EHRM or E-Human Resource Management. I, Dr. Alpha Lokhande, welcome you to this session. The word EHRM, it integrates all the HR systems and all the activities which an HR normally used to do. Activities like recruitment, selection, training and development, or any other activity, even conducting your HR exit interview. All this is conducted using website or web-based technologies. This is when the HR functions are integrated with the IT functions, both of them coming together and being utilized as one core function. It is simply when the HR is utilizing anything which is related to technology, which is internet based, and we are following all the activities, procedures, processes. This is how our EHRM comes into picture. EHRM is when the HR manager gets all the data which is compiled at one place. You can easily, just at a click of a button, and all the data is available. And hence, analysis can be done at a shorter rate. Decisions can be taken in faster and personnel can be utilizing all this information. This helps the top management to take in decisions very effectively. EHRM, it offers potential to improve the services of the HR department. HR department has to maintain a lot of records. Their clerical work is reduced and this record which is being maintained is done at a faster rate. You do not have to have very huge rooms for maintaining this record. You do not have to have one person being assigned to it. At a click of a button, everything is done. Improving efficiency, it is cost effective also. Clerical costs are reduced. People involved in the department are reduced. The interference of a person making some mistake is also taken into consideration. Hence, it is all left to the E department. Allowing an HR becoming a strategic partner and achieving organizational goal is the ultimate aim of EHRM. Now the HR is just not focused upon taking care of records or maintaining who is absent and who is present and how many medical leaves has the HR done or the person has taken or the employee has taken in the organization. You can move up to the next level where we are trying to maintain a better record. So there are three kinds of EHRMs: operational, relational and transformational. Operational EHRM, it is concerned with the operational functions such as payroll of the employee's personal data and other such data. Relational EHRM, it is concerned with supporting business like training, recruitment, selection. Transformational EHRM is concerned with strategies, the HR strategies and its activities like e-recruitment, e-selection, e-performance management, e-learning and e-compensation. The first activity, which is e-recruitment. Recruitment people or recruiting people online. It is used by every company nowadays. Through e-recruitment, the cost of the candidate or hiring them is very low. Basically, we are just using a medium of internet. Every organization like ABC Consultants, who are top ranking in India, they have been working since many decades in India into recruitment. They prefer this particular mode because people are now available online for longer period of hours. They are the younger generation is now tech savvy and they prefer this particular mode. It is cost efficient as well as you can reach a wider range of people. The certain advantages are its cost is comparatively less as compared to a physical recruitment process. If I had to attend an interview which was at Delhi, the cost required for me to travel to and fro on my behalf would still be more. If it is borne by the company, company has to compensate me and to reimburse me and hence the cost goes very high. So cost per candidate is very high in terms of e-recruitment. A geographical wider range can be covered. If I am taking the same interview on Skype, cost goes down, we are still fulfilling the requirement that we had to do, we just had to interview a person online. So, candidate can be hired at a lower cost and it is available at your own convenience. Hence, geographical coverage is at an advantage. It is beneficial both for the employer as well as the job seeker. Operations can done at a faster rate, and you can attach your CV, just send it across emails, and the employer also can advertise their job vacancies. It's just posted on the internet via some social networking site and you get a whale of it. Lesser time is required to handle your potential candidates for the firm. You can choose the right person for the right job easily through any of the e-recruitment firms. You just need to send in your CV, you need to send in your profile. You can monitor this, you can have an access to the database through job portals like Monster. You can have access to it like Times Job. So all these job providers or all these job database providers, they can always give access to a large set of information, and you can avail of so many people at the same time. Recruitment process has become more efficient. Record keeping and details of every organ of every person is possible. If there are same people from field who are applying to your website, you always know and monitor. You can give them an email ID and a password, and maintaining their records. So each time they apply for a particular job, you can actually cut down whether they are the right kind of people. If you find they are not suitable for your position, you can always filter them and keep them away from your organization. E-selection. The purpose of e-selection is to utilize maximum human capability and capital to reduce the cost. One, we are reducing the cost, and two, we are taking it done in lesser time. So the advantage of e-selection, candidate does not move from one place to another. Written exam is given, preliminary interviews are given, additional information and final interview is done, and you don't need to go in anywhere. This is done at the convenience at your own place. It reduces the time required for selection. You can always come up selection of people with n number of, if you are getting into bulk hiring, this can be done at a very less time. It drastically reduces the overall cost of selection also. There are certain limitations of e-selection also. It cannot be operated in certain selection tests like psychological tests, which cannot be applied. Mechanical defects in transmitting information can reduce the efficiency of selection tests. Probably you have a slower internet speed, because of which your video gets staggered at every minute you try to convey it, or you try to give in your coverage, which might give an impression to the interviewer that you are not prepared for the interview. Judgment based on the e-selection process cannot be perfect as traditional process. In traditional process, it's just not one half of a person which you can see, but rather an entire process. You can have a look at the entire person, the entire personality, and you can ask in, you can interact on formal basis, informal basis, it's completely up to you. But when you're interacting via Skype or any other electronic medium, you need to have or follow certain etiquettes. And you cannot get first-hand information about how this person reacts to you. E-performance activity. So it's a web-based tool which has been designed to make your performance reviewers much easier. It's a very effective way of managing your performance, and it plays a very important role in managing the way reviews are being done in the organization. It ensures that employees understand the importance of their contribution to the organizational goal and objective. It ensures that each employee understand what is expected out of them and give their skills and give the support for each of their expectation. It also ensures proper aligning or linking the objectives and facilities which are effective, so that communication throughout the organization happens easily. Facilitation is a cordial and very harmonious relation between the employee and the manager, and it's based on trust and empowerment. E-learning also means transmitting training or transmitting learning through the intranet. And how does one facilitate training and development programs through healthy workforce. So e-learning enables the delivery of content via electronic medium, via internet, intranet, extranet. We have satellite broadcasting, we have audio and video tape, interactive TV, and it could also be through a form of a CD. You have a pre-developed training session which is being delivered via a mode of a CD. Now, certain advantages. E-learning can be done in shorter chunks. Whatever time fits you, whatever schedule fits you, you can wake up at around 3 a.m. and you find that that's a suitable time for you to go through a training program. It's all at your fingertips. Mobiles. M-learning is a buzzword now. Using a mobile phone, using a laptop, using your phones to learn things is becoming a craze nowadays. You don't need to travel anywhere. You're using your own device. You are in control of what you want, what level of sound do you want, how much can you take in. If you're bored after 5 minutes, you can take a break. If you want to take it for a 3-hour stretch, it's completely up to you. E-activities actually lower your cost. You're not using a trainer all the time. You're not using any room, equipment. You're not booking any hotel for it or a resort for it. E-learning is much cheaper. It can be done in bulk. Once you have your material ready, it is saving you every time you are delivering it. It is customized for you. It is suitable for your needs. So if you have done it for one area, you don't need to spend hours on doing it. You can just concentrate on something which you need to do. You can concentrate on your core activities rather than complying with the same activity all the time. Technological possibilities. E-learning is a very fast and it's a method which is becoming popular and it's becoming a craze, and you don't need to invest in a lot of ways. Global companies with a few restrictions, they can be confident that their staff can receive the same content regardless of their location and nationality. Now, exceptions come into picture, like we in India or India and US, what we do is we move from left to right in terms of our scripting. But there are some countries which prefers their scripting from right to left. So this is where content has to be worded properly. So if you provide the same training globally also, the method of understanding to use a certain instrument or implement it is very easy. E-compensation, just like every other HR method can be used via electronic medium, we can also use, an organization can also have a compensation system which is online, which can gather in, store in, analyze, distribute the compensation data or inform to anyone at the same time. So individuals can access electronic distributed compensation softwares, analytical tools from anywhere around the world. You can have your e-records. E-HR records means human resource records are created and maintained to their computers very easily, and it's updated at every minute. So these records can be partially shifted from one branch to another branch, from headquarters, one department to another department through internet. Human resource information. Now it's generated, it's processed, it's transmitted through appropriate places, clients, with the help of a software. High speed, it's very much accurate. It functions with the HRM department. It's perfectly done with the help of computers, internet and intranet. E-audits or HR audits, which are conducted online, it's fed into the computers. Every human resource practice is fed into the computers. Data and information regarding the actual practices is fed into computers. Software automatically generates a report and an audit is conducted. So human resource manager then can modify the report, they can delete it or add their own comments, which needs to be looked after. So this was all about human resource as an intervention. How is electronic world changing the facet of human resource in organizations, how it is completely differentiating the HR or the traditional HR practices and bringing up a world in itself. Thank you.